You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Ed Helms. Ed Helms.
All right.
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you so much.
Although, is it welcome? It's a little weird because you worked in this very same studio for how many years?
Like four and a half years.
Four and a half years.
Like that. Yeah. I like what you've done with the place.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, spruced it up a little bit. We had a little pandemic in the middle, you know, touched a few things up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but your stuff is still here if you want anything.
I hope so. No one's moved into my office, right?
No,
yeah,
of course not.
Good,
of course
because
not.
That's sacred space.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And, by the way, I love what you have done, not only with the furniture, but with the show. You're crushing
you.
It. Trevor Noah.
Yes. I love what you've done with everything.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, you're easily one of the funniest people around. You know, many people were introduced to you, through The Hangover, but everything you've done has just been so funny. And Rutherford, when I first read about it, seemed like, you're trying to throw it all away. Because it was a story of, really, it seems like a crazy story. It's like, I'm going to play a white guy who goes into a Native American community and basically, like, fights with them about their own land. It doesn't seem like comedy.
Yeah.
But it's really funny, and it's a great story.
Yeah, well, it's, I guess that was the challenge, was to try to keep that character sympathetic. I mean, it really is, the show was born out of this observation, just that people were kind of not listening to each other and being crazy and so we wanted to kind of depict somebody who is having trouble kind of hearing opposing views or hearing some that maybe his interpretation of history is very wrong and yet also that can be a good person
right.
who wants to do better also.
Right. Can I tell you what I love about the show? Is that it's funny, it's poignant, it has, I think, I'll stand to be corrected, possibly the largest Native American writing room in all of television, maybe. It's like giant, it's up there. Even if it's not top, it's up there.
It's up there.
You have like a Native American cost. You've done the thing that everyone says is impossible. Everyone goes like, if you include people, then white people don't work. And it's like, you're working, they're working. It's a great show, renewed for season two.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay?
Yeah.
They're doing okay.
There's another show called Reservation Dogs, which is also amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
And that show has a ton of Native American writers and directors.
Right.
A lot of our directors, we've shared a lot of directors between the shows. It's been an incredibly humbling experience for me. I think before getting into this, I intellectually understood the value of representation, and I could talk about it very fluently and advocate for it. But being in this experience has just like really made it kick in for me in a way that I don't know. It's been incredible.
It shows, you know, because like the jokes that you're telling, the storylines that you have, it doesn't become something that it's not supposed to be. It becomes fresh. It becomes authentic. That's why it got renewed. Is what I think. You know,
yeah.
It's like season two. It's an exciting season change as well. I don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't seen the first season, but essentially, your character comes into this world where he's trying to preserve his name, the Rutherford name. Comes in, realizes at some point that, you know, his family doesn't stand for the best thing, you know, in the past. But as we go into season two, the journey changes slightly. What can you tell us about it?
We left at the end of season one. My character really had this like catastrophic identity crisis,
right.
And I think going into and all of season one, really, I think my co-creators Mike Schur and Sierra Teller Ornelas, the three of us, like really wanted to grapple with some big ideas and some big issues. Season two, we were like, well, we kind of did a lot of homework in season one, and this ensemble is so funny, and our writers are so fun. Let's just like lean into the comedy more. And so I think this season, there's still a lot of very sharp satire that I'm very, very proud of,
right.
But it's also, it's more joyful, it's sillier, it's just, I don't know.
When you say lean into the comedy more, I'm excited, but I'm also a little worried because, I've heard stories about you. I mean, at the Daily Show, you know, with Jon Stewart, when you were a correspondent, you had a mole removed on camera for the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Like actually, like the procedure
yes.
done.
Yes. Yeah.
On The Hangover, you allowed them to take out one of your teeth.
Yes.
For the movie, that's like a real
that,
not.
That really tooth. Happened. Yeah.
Yeah. You see that? You see? Yeah. You were like, oh, special effects? No.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
just him. It was just him being affected. That's all it was. So when you say lean in, are you still willing to do the craziest
yes,
thing for the
Yes, so season two of this show, I get decapitated, for real. My head, it's like, and you know, thankfully, like, we've got great doctors and everything. It's like, I'm fine, as you can see. But yeah, I go the extra mile.
Like, you really
I'm,
do,
I'm
though.
I'm super committed, super method, yeah.
Like, do your family and friends worry about you? Because I know people who go the extra mile for comedy. Like, does your dentist worry? Do your doctors worry?
Yeah, I guess there's nothing. I don't know that if this is a good thing, but there is virtually nothing I won't do for a laugh. I have no pride or dignity. And so, that's a very freeing thing in show business.
I think it's not just freeing, it's the reason you're one of the funniest, most amazing people that we
you.
Get to watch on screen. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for joining me here. I appreciate you. Huge fan. Season 2 of Rutherford Falls is now streaming on Peacock.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.